kind of explain to our audience, what exactly is motion power and how does it work?
Motion power is a, from New Energy's perspective, is a kinetic energy system. And we have two basic types of systems that that we are developing. Let me set the foundation by which I will explain its operation. If solar and wind energy can be used to generate electricity for commercial and residential use, we began to wonder, well, why can't automobiles and trucks? And the there are facts from the United States Department of Energy which suggest that there are more than 250 million vehicles registered in America. And with that, John, about 6 billion miles are driven on our nation's roadway every day. So motion power is a device which is engineered as a practical and useful alternative energy technology for generating clean energy for millions of vehicles that are going to be traveling on the roadways. So in a, according to the United States Department of Energy, they reported a fact that only about 15% of the energy from the fuel that gets put into a tank gets converted into energy to move the car. The rest of that energy, surprisingly, is lost to the engine, the driveline inefficiencies, and idling. So think about that 15% and then realize out of that 15%, 10% of it, John, is lost to the rolling resistance associated with braking. So if think about a technology that can be designed to operate in a deceleration operation, taking that 10% of that lost energy and converting it into electrical energy is the basis by which we have moved forward with our motion power technology. Now, when I said we have two technologies, we have one which is a mechanical treadle type of a system, which is designed for relatively fast moving automobiles or SUVs that may, say, be operating off a deceleration ramp from a highway or moving through, say, a state park or a federal park roadway where, the say, the average speed might be 25 miles per hour. These devices would be used in an application something like that. The other technology that we have, John, is a peristaltic system, which relies on that very important waveform of energy, where we take an incompressible fluid and move it through a system that has virtually only a couple of moving parts. And based on hydrodynamics, fluid dynamics, pressure, and volume, we're able to move very heavy vehicles over that system to produce electricity. And we're talking about trucks that weigh in the order of 75,000 pounds. Of course, the listeners would begin to think, well, gee, if kinetic energy is related to the mass of those vehicles and the speed, it would certainly make sense that kinetic energy being related to mass and velocity, we can develop systems to pretty much target low-speed automobiles, high-speed automobiles, and then heavy trucks. So in the simplest of summaries, John, we have two technologies. Again, Motion Power Express for automobiles, which is our mechanical system. And then we have Motion Power Auto and Motion Power Heavy, which is the peristaltic waveform of energy system that is used for relatively slow speed automobiles. And of course, heavy is for tractor trailers and trucks up to, I believe the design capacity is about 80,000 pounds.
So how far away are we from having these technologies in our roads and generating electricity?
We are very close. Again, 2011 is one of our important target years for advancing through commercialization. And as I reach out to the audience, I'd like everybody to know that we will be on a circuit of demonstrating our systems. So I hate to coin the phrase, but coming to a city near you where we will be bringing the systems out and demonstrating them ultimately to collect necessary, important additional data to go through final stages of refinement so then we can then begin to assess the very important aspects of manufacturability, value engineering, get into some life cycle assessments, et cetera, and then onto commercialization. So we will be doing that through 2011, and certainly interested in speaking with state, federal agencies, or large commercial trucking companies that might be interested in a demonstration so that we can collect additional data. Ultimately, John, like any other renewable or alternative energy application, we want to be able to get a good cross-section of where the system will be operating so that we can then develop the appropriate model by which we can then do adequate value, size, and cost estimates, ultimately getting that those magic numbers of what is going to be my return on my investment and how substantial of a rate of return will I see. And those data we'll be able to take a real hard look at, but we need those additional site demonstrations for that data.
Are there any changes in either governmental policies or regulations or anything like that that you need to have to kind of help get you to that next level? Or is it all now just a matter of you guys being able to ramp up your development?
It's really both. I believe our government has been extremely helpful for not only the renewable alternative energy sector that we are operating in, but for all those other companies that that are also very entrenched in the production of energy, whether it be renewable or alternative. So I think our government has helped substantially with that. But yes, the site demonstrations are very important and necessary for achieving those next steps of commercialization.